Today is March 15th, and this is your reminder to pay your bills if you haven't already.
Also, there was probably some Tesla news today, but we don't care. We'll deal with that next week.
Yeah.
This is social media or Facebook news
Yeah.
and a little bit of nonsense.
Just
Well,
sprinkled
not a
in.
lot of nonsense. So I think people need to get on their
It's
nonsense.
been kind of quiet this week just with technology in general.
Yeah. Well, it's, people getting outside for the first time. They're like walking out into the light.
That's pretty much how I felt today. I was like, oh,
Winter is over. We're
And
getting
some of
there.
those people are going outside, but still taking their technology addiction with them.
Paris Street to shut out Instagrammers. The article goes on to describe that, but this is a really picturesque, pretty street in Paris,
I don't, I mean,
Nice.
is
Yeah.
it?
I don't care.
Probably most of Paris looks something like that, but.
One of the things that residents were complaining about was not just random people doing the cliche Instagram photos, but also like apparently like filming rap videos at all hours of the morning, and the residents are just like, no, we've had enough.
You know what's
What's
weird about
gangster
this
about
picture,
France?
though? Where are the yellow vests and burning cars?
Think Stacy's been here? Stacy, have you
Insane.
been here? Oh, yeah, she has. She
Yeah.
totally has.
She took a couple of selfies there, and
Repping the L1 merch.
she met a very unsavory Parisian man.
She didn't know he was unsavory
I
until
won't go
later.
further into it, but
That hurts her feelings.
to this day, she won't eat escargot. Let's just say
Shh.
that. And now, let's dive into the horrible nest of Facebook stories.
The walls are collapsing on Facebook. This is going to be the slowest burn ever. It's amazing. Facebook takes down fake account network used to spread hate in the UK. More than 100 false accounts posed as far right and left wing activists to sow division, says the company.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it is. I have a theory that Crazy Eyes Cortez is being supported by these same people the same way that Trump was.
Where it's just, people arguing, and
Yeah, it's
that's why
just
it gets her name
keeping
in the
us at
news.
each other's throats because her popularity is like she's in the news every single day now.
That's true. I see her on Reddit a lot.
And
I actually had to start logging back into Reddit because I couldn't stand it.
they kind of left Trump like he's, we don't hear about him as much. So I think we're starting in now on the backswing from that.
From the other side. Oh, that's scary.
But they were doing the same thing here. And so, it's just you basically start arguments, which is very easy to do because people are very polarized. And I don't know what the end game is. Do you think it's the Russians, Chinese?
A natural consequence of the internet.
Well, it's just so well organized, though. It doesn't seem
Yeah.
like it's just.
It seems like anybody that is well-intentioned and actually is trying to make things better without, calling for dramatic change is just drowned out by all the insanity.
Yeah, well, actually, Cortez has spoken out against moderates. Like, who's left? You're either with me or against me, I guess. And maybe one way to fight against this type of thing, I don't know. Let me see. Let me think a couple seconds here. What could we do? Maybe we could just stop using Facebook.
U.S. users are, in fact, leaving Facebook by the millions, according to Edison Research. So this may catch up with Facebook in the coming quarters, although so far it hadn't. We predicted that last quarter. It was like, oh, this is going to be a bloodbath. It wasn't. They had record
But
profit.
they point out that was a global profit. This is the U.S., and it's mostly 12 to 34 years old.
Which is these, like, do we have any precocious people in the audience? Like, how's it going? Join
Chris,
forums.
Krista, how does it feel to still be in that coveted demographic? Because Wendell and I are not.
I have to be in it for my family.
Do you
I
feel
got it.
powerful?
I
No, I
don't.
don't mean on Facebook. I mean 12 to 34.
Oh, I mean, I don't really feel powerful about it. No, 12 to 34.
You're squandering your youth. You'll look back on it someday and be like, I remember when I was in that demographic.
I remember when I was in that level one thing and it was so good.
Before the 2-year plan. And then someday you'll be dead. But here's good news.
Let's not get too heady right now. That's too real.
That's what the story's about.
Facebook is introducing a new tribute section for memorialized
So
accounts.
if you die, you live on forever on Facebook. I mean,
That
it's
already
not.
happens.
I feel
But
like that's going to be a Black Mirror
well,
episode.
they're changing it. So right now you'll have to go and make your comments on posts that those dead people made before they died. But now you can put it into tribute mode and all comments after your death go into your memorial section.
Wow.
And you can have sort of conservators that you assign before you die.
Isn't that a Warhammer term?
Those are just servitors.
Oh, okay.
That would be the lobotomized brain of a human being that has been used to turn it into a robot.
Neat.
Because you can't have AI.
Yeah, because it's too dangerous.
That's heresy.
Anyway.
Another thing that Facebook has done, you may... Krista, do you use two-factor on Facebook?
No.
Have you put your phone number in there?
No.
Well, that's good news.
Yeah.
I have, like, no information on Facebook.
Facebook's phone number policy could push users to not trust two-factor authentication, so a lot of people are super upset because Facebook was data mining your phone number that was used for two-factor authentication.
And...
it's a violation of trust, Facebook.
People can search...
by your phone number.
By your phone number.
Yeah.
Even though it shouldn't be visible.
I don't have any of that. People actually complain, like I looked forever to find you, and I couldn't find you on Facebook, because I don't even use my real name on there.
But you are so naive thinking that Facebook...
oh, I'm sure Facebook can track me, but like, oh, yeah.
There's that journalist working in Iran that, you know, needs to stay undercover, and this has probably put them in danger. Good job on this policy, Facebook.
They're not backing down from it.
Yeah, they've doubled down on the... because people pointed out all the nightmare scenarios, and Facebook was just like, meh.
That sounds like a nightmare for you.
Yeah.
That's a problem for future Facebook's PR team.
I don't think you understand how much money we make. Well, we talked about Amazon. They're getting rid of all the anti-vaxxer movies, and Facebook says, I'll have a place on that bandwagon, sir.
Facebook announces anti-vax crackdown will block ads with vaccine misinformation. So who runs an ad with vaccine misinformation? This seemed like, at first it was like, okay, cool. And then I thought, these people don't have money.
That's the same people who are doing the misinformation and, you know, the Cortez stuff, you know? I mean, why not? That is a, you don't think about it like that because you're not part of that world. None of us are. But that is a hotly contested thing on Facebook. So you really can keep people fighting.
I see it. It's weird because, you know, I'm a churchgoer. So, like, you know, you'd think that, you know, maybe there'd be a few people who are in, but I don't know any anti-vaxxers. I'm also, like, kind of crunchy and, like, I like to hike and stuff. And I don't know any anti-vaxxers from that group either. Like,
crunchy?
Who are they?
Crunchy?
Have you never heard that term?
What
for, like,
does that
a hippie?
Mean?
Like, someone, you know, they're kind of
is
crunchy
that sort
granola.
Of like granola?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
But no. Yeah, neither, I don't know anyone who's anti-vax from any of my friend groups. Who are they?
There are a lot of those people, and I think they are among that demographic that you're talking about.
Dozens of us, literally.
Well, yeah, it's either like the hyper liberal or the hyper conservative. Like, but
here's the thing: I think it's overstated the same way all those other things are. It's being kept alive by a lot of these shit stirrers.
There's a handful of idiots that are about this, and that handful of idiots is keeping millions of people stirred up because it's like, this is just...
maybe it's just a product of wanting attention. And it's like, oh, people will
so scared
care about my opinion about
it. But it's also, you know, the whole social media thing gave those people a voice where they didn't have it before.
Yeah.
Or they had a very small one. So.
Disappointing.
Zuckerberg has come out and made some policy decisions about Facebook, as well as writing an interesting essay about privacy.
Mark Zuckerberg says Facebook will shift to emphasize encrypted messages.
Emphasize encrypted ephemeral messages.
You didn't know how to pronounce it.
No.
I wasn't sure if it was...
I think it's
ephemeral.
Yeah.
Meaning they will go away at some point.
But
someone was really proud of the alliteration in that title.
Let's be clear here. The encrypted messages are not between you and your friend. It's between you, Facebook, and your friend.
Well, obviously. You know... like those pictures where you have all the different occupations doing their thing and Jesus is behind them with his hand on their shoulder. That's Zuckerberg in his mind. Like, that's what he wants the world to be. And nice. Toward that point, he wrote this privacy essay.
Zuckerberg's new privacy essay shows why Facebook needs to be broken up. So if you don't do anything else this week with regard to the news stories or click the links, or you're not usually one, you need to just go listen to this thing. Because it's like 3,500 words of just pure, unbridled insanity.
This is a great stock photo, too, because he's sort of like, you know, peeking out.
Yeah. I was really hoping it'd be like a parallax effect, so like his eyes would just kind of slowly like come up. But
this is kind of what we're talking about. Zuckerberg's idea of privacy is
not what yours is at all.
End to end, but he's on both ends. So Facebook still gets to look at everything. It's just those pesky outsiders that you'll hide it from.
It's you, Facebook, and 100 of Facebook's closest friends and business confidants. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Well, they're going to anonymize that.
Yeah.
They're going to sell it, but... Yeah.
They're going to go to Pfizer and be like, look, I think we've got like 500 people that really want to buy your new drug. You want to buy some ads?
Do you think he showed that essay to like his wife or someone? He was like, what do you think? And she was like, I don't know if this makes the point you're hoping to make.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think everybody in that inner circle is so afraid of him and they know how crazy he is that nobody's telling him no.
He was trying to like dispassionately tell it like it is. Like, or how it will be, but with like not actually having any connection to reality.
Yeah. It'll be interesting because he is currently powerful enough to do this, but he is making all the wrong choices, it seems. So how long does he have?
Yeah, the walls are closing in fast.
And what will he do when it all starts to fail? Is he going to be like Samson?
Spurge out, yeah.
Yeah. Well, he also spoke to a group and said something that they all found very surprising, considering all this privacy stuff.
He wants Facebook to build a mind-reading machine. So your thoughts translated into the machine, and then there it is.
How about this one, Christy?
Is he going full Musk right here with this, the mind-reading machine?
Well, they talked about, he wasn't really even prompted to talk about this. But he started talking about breaking down the entry, like communicating directly, interfacing directly with a computer. But it was during a talk where they had obviously been talking about privacy. And immediately they started being like, well, wouldn't that erase all privacy if you had that? What about a courtroom? What about the Fifth Amendment? And he was just like, oh, yeah, I guess that would be weird, wouldn't it?
Bless his heart. He's like, he's such a robot that like he's looking for any avenue to like understand the human experience. And he's like, maybe if I had some sort of way of like translating human thoughts into computer language, I could understand. But...
I'm pretty sure that he's just one step away from that guy that's in the movies, the Hannibal Lecter guy. It's like, oh, maybe if I eat their brain, I'll understand how they think.
But I think Hannibal Lecter
like
had
heroes too.
He had an amazing insight into human psychology.
Yeah.
Whereas Zuckerberg has almost none.
Well, is it from eating all the brains?
Listen, if Zuckerberg wanted to eat a brain, he would have already had tons of brains.
He probably fed one to Jack Dorsey.
He doesn't. he doesn't realize it. So that's the thing yet.
There would be a group of mercenaries scouring street urchins and for him to eat their brain. That might even
Somebody
be.
Somebody might volunteer.
Huh? Why not? How many likes do you think you could get for letting Zuckerberg eat your brain?
Chat, would you let him eat your brain engagement challenge?
I don't think anybody would let Zuckerberg eat their brain. I bet there are a couple people in the audience that would let Musk eat their brains.
Yeah.
For the cause.
It's like, we're going to get to Mars if you let me eat your brain. Okay, sounds good.
Do I get to drive in the Model S first?
Sure thing, bud.
Well, moving on to nonsense and our first nonsense story, it seems somewhat dark, but it also maybe...
I think this kind of makes sense.
Blows things a little out of proportion.
Yeah.
Self-driving cars may hit people with darker skin more often because the vision system can't see them.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, I don't think this is necessarily... Like, I could see it at nighttime.
Well, there goes the monetization.
Well, at
night... We're obviously racist.
At nighttime... Someone with dark skin is going to blend into the darkness of the night a little bit better than someone who's like a flashlight pale, like me.
Yeah, well, they talk about it's not, I mean, visible light doesn't affect these things. It's like even the LiDAR isn't as good in these types of situations. Now, what if we had some sort of government registry to identify all of the really dark skinned people?
Oh.
And we give them like a really reflective armband.
Yikes.
You think anybody would see anything wrong with that?
On a somewhat related
note, is that not a good solution?
There's a couple roads here in the city we live in where like there's a lot of cyclists and people who walk, which is fine, but they'll do it right at dusk or when it's really dark, and they don't wear anything reflective or any kind of light, and they'll just loom up out of the darkness. And
yeah,
it's like, oh, what are you doing on the shoulder? You're like, you it scares me every time.
Here's the difference, Krista. People with dark skin, their lives have value.
other than people who are cycling at night.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Nice.
How much would you hate me if I started cycling to work?
Well,
I like that you're like,
if you're doing it, like if you would have to do it, if you didn't have any other way to get somewhere. But since you own a car, no, that's not acceptable.
Oh, I have thought about getting a bike.
If you own a car and you can afford the gasoline and all that, I mean, if you have to do it, okay, I'm going to give you some leeway. But if you put on your little spandex suit and your little pointy helmet and you're just doing it to have a good time, no
fun allowed.
Now, SiliconValley.com appears to have employed my favorite reporter, Captain Obvious.
Racism, misogyny, and death threats. Why can't the booming video game industry curb toxicity? I don't
like this picture of Overwatch. That's just so appropriate.
There's a great way to get the toxicity out, and that is to get the people off the platform.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually issue bans every now and then.
But in every kind, apparently, these people, these reporters, need to go to a Major League Baseball game and sit in the cheap seats.
Yeah.
Because guess what there's a lot of? Racism and misogyny and death threats. Any kind of competition. And these are people who aren't even competing. They're just watching other people compete. It's always been in video games, ever since we had online play, and even before.
Go watch a large popular streamer if their chat is out of control.
Yeah, oh my people gosh. Are just horrible, and it has nothing to do with video gaming.
Overwatch League can be pretty brutal if you read the chat on that as well.
But, you know, they posted all this various stuff about, you know, it's like, oh, these poor streamer girls, you know, and it's not just girls, obviously.
I mean, depending on the game, it can get a little worse, I think.
You know, like this kind of stuff. Again, it's always existed. There's nothing you can do to stop it.
Why not just, like, I wish that reporting would do stuff more often, though. Like, in Overwatch, it's frustrating.
Blizzard
when you report someone who you've been in a game with three times and nothing happens.
Blizzard will actually take some action sometimes, but it's...
It's like a 24-hour ban, and then they're back in your game, and it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Anyway. Well, how about... Now, they describe this as robot video. I don't think that's a good description here. This is simply remote video. But what news is too bad to be shown over video?
There's no lung left. Man told he's going to die by doctor on robot video. I thought about this from my own perspective. Like, if I was in the hospital and I was dying because my lungs are disintegrating and it's like, I knew this was the end. I don't think I would mind this. If the doctor rolled up on one of these things and was like, hey, how's it going? Yeah, remember me. I'm your doctor.
I think I'd be more upset if they didn't tell me.
Well, no.
Like, you know, if it was like a matter of time, it's like, well, I could wait a week until they come into my office or...
Well, that's the thing. Like, what if... You have a really good doctor who can spend that time saving lives.
Yeah.
But you have a really personable doctor, and his whole job sometimes is just to try to let you down easy. Well, you know, because you got like a Dr. House who's not going to be very friendly telling you that you're going to die. But then you got Dr. Bob here who's just going to be like, oh, listen. Now, they did point out that the guy couldn't hear very well.
Oh.
And the robot couldn't navigate to like get right next to him. So, robot doctor had to tell the daughter, who then was like, you're going to die, Pop, you know, because he couldn't hear the robot at all.
That makes it a little kind of crappy.
Yeah, that's a little weird,
but I would think, like, if you know you're going to die, and, like, you get told earlier than you would if you'd waited to do a doctor's appointment, it's like, well, at least now you have that time to maybe enjoy yourself.
Well, this guy had like,
2 days.
Like,
oh,
they were talking about hospice care, and this doctor was incredibly frank, and he was just like, I don't think we're going to have to plan hospice care. I don't think that's going to be an issue.
Well, again, though, like there's other considerations other than just emotional there, like financial as well. It's like don't book hospice care.
I'd also point out this was Kaiser Permanente because Kaiser Permanente.
Don't start any 500 piece puzzles. Oh. You're never going to see Captain Marvel.
The end of Game of Thrones.
Here's a question. What do you do when someone takes away your PS4?
I say I'm an adult, so why did you take that from me?
Well, what if you were a kid, though? When you were a kid, what did you
I just mean? Accepted whatever punishment I was doled out.
Incorrect.
Because I usually deserved
this,
it.
This state trooper was shot by his 11-year-old son because video games were taken away.
Yikes.
I think there might have been some discipline issues in that house.
Well, not only discipline issues, but somehow the gun was in the cruiser while this guy was in bed. And the kid got into the cruiser, so the keys were available to the kid.
That's, like, bizarrely premeditated. That's not, like, a crime of passion. That's, like, I need to go get the gun out of my dad's
car.
No.
The kid knew exactly what he was doing.
The kid talking to the police was, like, super premeditated. And the kid talking to the police said something to the effect of, like, oh, yeah, if I don't get a computer and all this other stuff, there's going to be a part two.
He wanted a PS4, an Xbox, and a gaming PC. And he wanted them that day.
Wow.
Or there would be a quote-unquote part two.
Clearly not
that
a kid who understands reality.
That's either very bad parenting or, like, psychological issues that most parents are probably not prepared to deal with.
Yeah, you get the impression that the parenting was very, very incorrectly done here. And plus, having the gun in the car...
That is bizarre.
Maybe he thought
Why
he was
it
keeping it away
up
from the
or
kid.
With you? Yeah.
Now, here's the hilarious thing. So the kid, he said he stood in the bedroom and waited for the dad to turn over because he couldn't bear the thought of shooting him in the face. He wanted to shoot him in the back.
Oh.
And shot him. And I imagine the kid had never fired a gun. And if you've never fired a gun, the
recoil
is going to freak you out. So he dropped the gun. But then he had his BB gun and the dad's taser that he also got from the car. And he holed himself up in his room waiting for the inevitable conclusion of whatever happened there.
So, don't do that.
Is his mom not in the picture? Like, the what?
The mom ran in and found the gun, and she saw him running upstairs with the taser and the...
And she locked herself in her room.
Because she knew this kid was crazy.
Jeez. Right?
You have to know that something's up with your kid. If you immediately... Your reaction to seeing him is lock yourself in your room.
That seems like sociopathic. Like, I can't imagine a world where that would exist, but...
Yeah. Yeah, that's a broken family, I think.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking just the kid mentally, there's something... I mean, that's not just a discipline problem. That's like a mental health issue somewhere.
I hope this is not going to be a data point for video games are bad.
Oh, yeah.
Well, but did he have the video games? Oh, yeah, they got taken away, right? So
that's what made him upset, yeah.
That's what made him, you know, no. That's not how that works.
I'm all for keeping kids away from video games. You want to solve the toxicity problem from before? And one sweeping motion, get rid of kids.
That wouldn't get rid of the problem. I've seen some grown-ass adults start screaming in Overwatch. I had to, like, put on my teacher voice and be like,
"But
hey, why don't we stop arguing?"
But that's probably because the kids were beating them.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I'll be good at Apex Legends again.
Oh. And that's really the world we want to
imagine how good I'll feel about myself. Now, if you've ever done any programming, you have discovered the infinite loop. It's something that you have to experience it. Now, I feel like there were probably some Japanese authority here who have a very limited understanding of this concept.
Yes. JavaScript infinite alert prank lands 13-year-old Japanese girl in hot water. Oh, no.
I remember this from when I was a kid and first getting on the internet. I got on a site and it was just infinite pop-ups, and I, like, couldn't close the window, and I was like, oh no, mom's gonna yell at me because I'm gonna destroy our first computer.
Well, there's the
so I had to, like, shut it down and restart, and it was fine.
There's the classic one that repositions the window every time you mouse over.
Oh yeah, I remember that one too.
Yeah. So this is nothing new, and it's
very
actually
sad.
Very, very simple.
She's going to be scarred for life.
It's like that was popular in, like, the late 90s.
Right, and she posted it online, and she's being blamed for, you know, quote-unquote spreading this malware, I guess.
It's not malware, even though. It's just a website.
Yeah, this is dumb. This
and
is
they,
really dumb.
Of course, most modern browsers have some sort of built-in solution for this, because they will detect when JavaScript is stalling out a tab and give you a solution to it.
Notch or some famous programmer needs to call up this girl and take her on, like, you know, do something to undo the horrible damage here, because she's going to be scarred for life. This is terrible. It's like, she's
These
never going
to
touch
hard
a computer
to implement,
again.
Though. Yeah, like, I don't...
She might be banned from touching computers.
That's a tragedy. That's a terrible tragedy.
That's not...
This is legit funny. This is not anything to worry about.
You know, women in STEM? This is not how you get more women in STEM.
Yeah.
Japan.
Yeah. If anything, this should be encouraged because it is clever and funny.
Do you remember Gamergate?
No.
Ages ago?
Oh, that was a good time, wasn't it?
When
And
the chick who made the game like what turned out to be sleeping with journalists or
so
something?
Brianna Wu kind of made a name for herself off of all that, and she tried to run for political office. Thank God she failed. But what? She's back, and she wants to be president.
2020 congressional candidate calls for governmental legislation in response to negative Captain Marvel reviews.
Oh,
Like,
Congress, not president.
yeah. So I read
Just
this. It's just, come on now.
I
Come
have to
on,
go.
really?
I'm gonna go enjoy the sunlight and get away from the news because that is batshit
Krista, she
insane.
represents your gender. You have to support her.
Ajit Pai represents yours. What does that
So yeah, the Captain Marvel thing. Now, we talked about last week Rotten Tomatoes changing their policy. They also removed 30,000 reviews in order to get Captain Marvel into a positive score.
Wow.
Yeah. The user reviews for Captain Marvel were at 30 some percent. They mysteriously jumped into the 50s, but a lot of people have gone through and found identical bot reviews, positive bot
I don't
reviews.
really care about the movie. I'm not planning on seeing it, but like, I kind of want to know whether or not it's actually good or not. But you can't tell because there's people who are
Yes, because
manipulating it either way, and
it
it's like,
is politicized. And she believes that the government should get more involved in this process.
I.
That's really horrifying because the government really, like, they need, like, no.
Hey guys, it's 70 degrees out. It's beautiful. Let's just get up and walk away because that's the most absurd thing
We haven't
ever.
hit the 30-minute mark yet, Crystal. We got to give them at
We do
least
have a few
30.
more stories left.
We
Four more
got three more.
minutes.
We got to stretch these out.
No, there's plenty there. There's the next couple stories. There's a lot to talk
These
about.
are some of the more entertaining ones. I backloaded the entertainment.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I don't know what state she's running in, but if you see her on your congressional ticket, I'm going to encourage you to vote the other direction.
Government needs to
If
oversee movie reviews.
Now I know I'm telling you to blindly vote the and I don't know who the other person is, but if on the other checkbox it's not the reanimated corpse of Hitler, I think we're safe to say it's going to be a better choice. If it's not Mark Zuckerberg.
Speaking
Speaking
of.
of Mark Zuckerberg, we must preserve his life at any cost. I think we can all agree on that, right?
His life, you mean his power
So
supply?
what what do you do when the Zuck is threatened?
His conference room has a secret panic chute, a report says.
This is from Fox News, which makes me wonder what their source was, but.
So in the conference room, there's a chute. So like he can presumably hit the button, a hole opens up in the floor, and he can slide
But
away to
I
safety.
like this fan fiction enough that I'm gonna believe it.
Well, they also talk about it's a glass conference room, and the glass is like bulletproof rated up to, whatever the
Or I could see bulletproof glass maybe, but like
and
a chute.
his home, they talk about his home is under constant armed guard.
Again, like those things, but a panic chute?
There's a quote in there that's like he's got a Praetorian guard for in case there's an internal threat, like an employee all hands meeting or whatever. And I was reading that and I was like, oh my gosh, Mark Zuckerberg is a Romulan. Romulans have Praetorian guards. It all makes sense now. It all makes sense. He's a Romulan.
You know how when I talk about Lord of the Rings, your eyes kind of glaze over? That's what this is.
You know who else had a Praetorian guard that might actually be more of what they were referring to there? Romans.
Yeah. That might be where the terminology is borrowed
You think the Romulans may have borrowed from
Rum.
that? Here's the best question.
They're a real society.
What angle of Like, what grade do you think the chute is?
Oh, I think at first it's very steep, but it's been carefully engineered to slow him down as he moves through the floors in the building.
He actually uses it more like a charging thing because, like, the static electricity just kind
It's one fun fact, it's a copper tube, and because he is ferrous, it slows him down naturally as he descends down the tube.
What's in the bot? Like, is it like a bunker, you think? With like freeze-dried meals, what's at the bottom of the chute?
That's a good question.
Do you think it's just full of marshmallow cereal?
Like the security office on the first floor has like an air vent that's not an air vent, and it pops open, and the security people are like, "Oh, that's your 5-second warning. Zuck's about to pop out of the ceiling."
It's probably the brains of those street urchins that we talked about.
I like my theory of marshmallow cereal, and like he just falls, he's like, okay, and then he just starts swimming through the lucky charms.
He doesn't eat it, he just swims through it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, how would you like to remember Tamagotchi? The little and Neopets,
you take care of you,
right? Yeah. And then that sort of moved on, and we have all these Pokemon, I guess, is sort of a fallout from that. But you always wanted to take care of virtual pets. How about real life cows?
Move, get it over. LTE me plus Moo uses 5G to connect you to a real life cow.
That's something.
So yeah, you get on the little app here, and they're actual cows.
One of them had her bio was, I like to break out of the barn at night with some other cow, and we go stare at the sky.
Oh, that's cute. It's like, probably delicious cows though.
What? So that's a good question. What happens when these cows are these milk cows or?
I assume they're probably dairy cow. Yeah.
When I first read this headline, I thought the story was going to be, because you know how we have to have those 5G antennas. I thought they were just going to plug them around a cow's neck. I'm going to have this like horrible cancerous cows.
So you talk about Neopets. I can't remember if I told my best friend's deepest, darkest secret. She's still playing Neopets.
Wow.
And she may have spent a little bit of money to get some virtual items in the Neopet store for her pets.
Wow.
So that's...
She was like showing me all her stuff. And like Neopets, their website has not changed in years.
But
it's
is
like
that,
exactly the same.
Is that an app now?
No. The website is probably still optimized for 1064 by 800, it's very small. And
did those things, they just ran on the replaceable batteries, right? So you don't
The Neopets was an online thing.
Oh,
that was late 90s. Everyone had a Neopet. I had a little goat creature, but I didn't really have the time or the good enough internet connection to devote to it.
For God's sakes, don't show her crypto kitties.
Yeah, so she,
well, there's gotta be,
she's still playing Neopets.
There's gotta be an app for that now, right? Somebody's got to have to have done that.
I would think. But I mean, the Neopet stuff, like I said, it's probably not been revamped in 20 years. It looks almost exactly the same.
You think there's a PayPal account somewhere and somebody got that email and they're like, what? And then they called up whoever. It's like, dude, you're not going to believe this. Somebody just bought something on the Neopet store.
She's like, no, look at this person. She's like, I'm friends with them. They have all these unique items and stuff. And she's like, they've probably spent hundreds of dollars. She's like, I've spent maybe 20. And I'm like, you're kind of justifying to me right now. And she's like, I know. She's like, I had to stop. It's
maybe
crazy.
You should.
I just told her darkest secret.
Maybe
sorry,
you should
Holly.
Talk her into getting an actual pet.
She has two chinchillas and a dog.
She probably ignores them. The dog's probably like, please feed me. And she's like, no, not right now, dog.
No, Benny's like, he's a little tiny chihuahua sort of dog.
That's not a dog.
That's
another chinchilla.
He's very old, too. So he don't care. She was excited when we all went camping last year, and she was like, oh, he's going to love it. And he just slept in his dog bed the whole time. He was over it. Anyway, sorry. That was a long tangent. I've just added some more time on the news.
A lot of people, and we've talked about this a lot, they love to brag about their crimes on social media. And you would think after the first person got arrested for bragging about crime on social media, other criminals on social media would be like, I should stop doing that. But they don't.
Rapper Self-Made Cash, who wears a gold credit card necklace, I don't know, whatever, charged with credit card theft.
Yeah, see his necklace?
Yeah, it's a little...
It's
yeah.
a credit card.
Wow. It's like a backwards credit card, so he can stamp it, which is weird.
I don't think it's real, because that would be so easy to steal, right? Yeah. And he himself is a credit card thief.
Yeah, that's what he's been charged with. Fraud and a whole bunch of other things.
So he raps about stealing credit cards.
Wire
it's
fraud,
just art,
aggravated
man.
Identity theft, and possession of an unauthorized access device.
He raps about stealing credit cards and how to use them. He also offers for, you can pay him, and he will give you tips on stealing credit cards.
That's just so stupid.
And he's been arrested, let's reiterate, for stealing credit cards.
What is Michigan? Detroit, Michigan. So I got to go there for PingoCon soon.
Well, you better guard your credit card.
His entourage will be in attendance.
It is funny how, You know, back in my day, when I listened to rap, it was all about crack. But now they've gotten into stealing. Fights. I mean, it's like, it's amazing how the crimes that are in gangster rap have, you know, they've become modern.
The culture shift, yeah.
You think we will ever see a rapper who raps about, like, harvesting and selling personal data?
Do you think we'll ever see a raptor who...
A raptor.
Oh. It's my phobia.
Do you think we'll ever see a raptor... I did it again. Something is wrong with my speech center. It's broken.
I'm having a stroke.
Do you think we'll ever see a rapper who preys on smaller birds?
Yeah. There we go.
What was your thing?
It was a rapper that was going to be running, like, Amazon or Kaiser Permanente or something like that. Because, I mean, those are the criminal king. Jamie Dimon rapper.
I don't think...
Those are the master criminals these days.
I don't think Jamie Dimon has any flow at all.
Not like Wendell playing VR, which we'll be playing tonight.
What about one who deploys ransomware?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a pretty cool criminal enterprise. Yeah.
And I don't think anybody's rapping about it. So those of you out there in the audience, you're thinking, how am I going to make a name for myself in the rap game? We've just given you two incredible ideas.
We'll see you next week.